Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love my father. He's 80. There's certain things he does and says that just don't make sense. I saw him on Sunday. First thing he says to me, he puts his hand on my stomach, taps it, he goes, first trimester?
Fat shaming you right out of the...
Before he even gave me a hug.
That's not cool.
Did he say it in English or Spanish?
Spanish.
Then it's funnier.
And then...
Do you have it? Can you give it to us in Spanish?
Primer trimestre. That's what he said. Before I send it to you, know that I played this video in bed with my wife, and out of the corner of her ear, she says, what are you listening to? I'm like, a relationship expert.
I'm sure she's an expert.
On TikTok, she says, who is this whore?
She was put off.
Well, her toe got really big out of nowhere, and we were like, oh, her toe's big. This is so funny. Yeah. And then we took her to the doctor.
Same thing that happened to your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Diabetes?
This is my cat, type B.
Oh.
No idea what actually happened with her, but she's...
Come here, A1C. A1C.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Holiday Edition. Nice to have you along for all our listeners. Greetings to all the people in Telluride, Colorado. Tugakalapapadikwa.
It's the last day of that one, Mike. Just one more.
Tegucigalpa,
yes.
Honduras?
Yes, exactly.
Keystone, South Dakota, Santanella, California, Mays, Kansas, and Istanbul, Turkey. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're delighted to have you here. Hopefully you've got some wonderful plans for the tea-giving holiday, and we know that we've got family members. We're going to have Julia, Rob's Julia, stop by a little bit later on, and we're very, very excited because, you know, for me, this is one of the most exciting Thanksgivings I've ever had with both my daughters and my son, and lots of family, 11 people coming to our house. We're really, really excited.
Is this
really
the
excited.
Biggest you've ever hosted?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, since I've been down here. Because a lot of people are the forgotten elderly down here. They not only don't entertain family anymore, they don't care.
Well, a lot of the family's dead.
I believe it's important to highlight that this is a unique Thanksgiving for everyone in our listening audience.
Because of the COVID.
We're coming out of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. You know, right. Absolutely.
Out, in quotes.
Well, yeah.
Some people are coming out. Some people are limping out. Some people are sitting at a bench.
I heard this morning a government official saying, open your windows if you can during the Thanksgiving Day dinner. Like, that's something that
in
we
my
should
particular.
Do.
In my particular circumstance, there was only one person coming to Thanksgiving that I didn't know about, and this person's fully vaccinated because I asked, which I think is everybody's complete right to do that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're
being
rude. You shake him down. So we've got a vaccinated room, including the little guy who's got his first one, and probably beginning of next week he will get his second. And I know Oscar was mentioning boosters before the show started, where you want to make sure everybody's getting boosters, and it's kind of getting lost in the shuffle. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but I wanted to cover something on the show that's delicate. Because my wonderful daughter Elizabeth, who's been with us since Saturday, thank you very much. Just a lot of fun, and
she's been fun since she's been a little kid. She always has been.
She's
fun.
Always been favorite.
I like to think that the what did he say?
I missed it. She's always been his favorite.
Mike, really? We can't pick favorites, but
well,
you
when
had
one
to.
Of them is your
Call
godson.
Me.
Well, I know that's Catherine's bit.
All right, yeah, I know that's the Catherine bit.
That's a great bit, isn't it?
It's a great.
And he
bit.
Hits on your daughters.
Took another gummy last night, so I'm chill. I'm chill about it. It's great.
Great.
Yeah,
I
watched the.
Thought we agreed this was not a good
we
idea.
We thought it was messing with your motivation.
Yeah. All I know is I watched the Giants just suckathon.
Oh,
you all right,
was,
Rob? Are you okay?
You
want to do
me.
Another cough right on Mike? You want to do that?
His gums just took a CBD.
My gums? You?
Your gums.
I don't know what that means. But anywho, the Giants normally, when they lose like that on Monday Night Football, of course they're going to make it close enough in the first half where I have to stay up for the second half. Mm-hmm. And then I finished and moved on to the second half of Succession. And the Succession episode was, for those of us that are Succession fans, yeah, it's a clinker.
Yeah.
It was definitely just laid there.
I love the fact.
Nothing happened.
I love the fact that they did set part of it in Virginia, and there was a lot of good slimy politicians, and it was a good night for Culkin.
But that whole politician thing lacked credibility to me.
Me too.
It doesn't happen that way. And it
also,
really doesn't happen that way.
Did you get the feeling that this was simply used to like string a plot device to something that's gonna happen? It was a necessary thing because it was not bad. It just wasn't as sizzling as the first four episodes.
I actually thought it was an interesting approach, simply because we always talk about how media drives a campaign.
And we're talking about Succession,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't watch Succession, our apologies,
Shame on you.
It was kind of, you know,
HBO,
even the best shows, even the best shows have their moments that are a little bit premium cable. Okay, you done?
Yes. Sorry.
All right, very good. I don't want to talk about Succession anymore. Here's what I want to talk about. This is a land that we all live in the world. Okay, so my youngest daughter, who has developed into a very, very smart, very sensitive, very caring young woman, who I'm extremely proud of, and I'm even extremely proud of the way she acts around me, which is correcting my bad behavior. I think she thinks of me as perhaps a person from a day gone by, when my comedy does not necessarily end when the show is over. My comedy sometimes moves itself into our living room when we're watching television.
Sometimes or always?
No, sometimes I just sit there like a bump on a log. But otherwise, if you're watching like a television show with a group of people, there's banter.
I like doing shtick.
Yeah. And, you know, the shtick you do in the privacy of your own home is sometimes a little more pointed. And sometimes I don't realize that, other people are more, would the word be, aware than I am.
Woke.
I don't like woke. No.
What about
woke? Because this said woke. You said that. I knew you'd bring up woke, you meathead. But it's not what I want to. I don't want to go down that path.
What about
this?
I'm not sure that was really a meatheaded comment.
Sensitive.
It was. But woke is not. It's not.
It's not what you're looking for. Okay.
It's now
politically
it's pointedly not what I'm looking for. Politically correct would be. And sometimes I guess I lose sight of that in my regular days. I have to point out that I cut my teeth in the early to mid 80s coming up in this broadcast business. Yeah. I like to think that I am very, very aware of the world and the way times have changed and the sensitivities. So when my daughter makes me feel like Archie Bunker sometimes, I truly
can't be that bad.
You know,
can't
well, it's not
bad.
A racial thing at all. This is
This is not a racial. I just a quick.
This
sidebar.
Might be a little bordering on a little sexism.
Can I
here
give
there,
you?
You know?
Can I give you just a quick? I love my father. He's 80. There's certain things he does and says that just don't make sense. I saw him on Sunday. First thing he says to me, he puts his hand on my stomach, taps it. He goes, "First trimester," basically calling me fat.
Fat shaming you right out of the
he even gave me a hug.
And a little misogynistic.
He said first trimester to you? That's not cool.
Did he say it in English or Spanish?
Spanish.
Then it's funnier.
And then...
Do you have it? Can you give it to us in Spanish?
Primer trimestre. That's what he said. It's seared into my brain.
Family.
And I said, hi, Dad. I've been a little stressed at work. Because there's no recoil. What are you supposed to chastise your father about just calling you
first
out?
First trimester. Yeah. Wow. See, with my mom, God rest her soul, it was more gentle. And she would... Do you get any crap about your weight from your family members ever?
No.
Never?
No.
Never a comment?
No.
Like even when you first got fat?
What? When I was like, what, one?
Thank you. We'll move on. So I have to dance around this to a degree.
Okay. All right,
there are two things that we're watching where I got the, Dad, that's not appropriate. And the first time was we were, I think Elizabeth had control of the remote, and she was flipping around, and it was a joke because her boyfriend said, oh, they're having a Black Friday specials on QVC, and we all laughed. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth popped on QVC, and I wrote down what we were watching. They were selling ladies' stretch jammies. Mm. And oh, now there you are coming in here. Now you're making me paranoid. There you go. What are you doing? Oh, you're cleaning the patio? Thank you, sweetie. They're showing ladies' stretch jammies. And I might have made an off-color remark about the stretch fabrics. Because they said these were pants you could wear to brunch. And
your audience, though. If you're buying stretch jammies, brunch is a thing with you.
Well, I guess it is. And at one point, every time they go to this one lady, she's stretching the fabric. Mm-hmm. And I said something about the audience that they were pointedly, trying to speak to.
Right.
And I was like, Dad, that's not appropriate. And so that's the first time where I'm like, oh, come on, I'm just having a little fun. And I get the head shake this. The second time, and this is more delicate.
Okay.
And this is a community I don't want to, offend or anything. So I'm not going to go into specifics here.
Fair.
But the second time, let's just say when I was inquiring about the backgrounds of Jeopardy contestants.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's all I'm going to say. And that's when I got another, Dad. I said, well, I just thought, okay, you're going to have to fill in a lot of blanks there.
Yeah.
You're going to have to fill in a lot because I'm not going there.
I think we can read between the lines. We've known enough people, and we've known you for long enough to understand that's important.
I'm going to give you a compliment. If you're still in the area of Dad, at least you're not in the Oh Grandpa category, where they feel like you're... Because once you get to Oh Grandpa, they feel like you're a lost cause.
There was a time when, I am when you consider what we live and do every day in the world of comedy. I am, and I think everybody on the show is very aware of how the world has changed to a degree. You would talk to stand-up comedians who would tell you that it has made life a little more difficult, and
difficult is relative.
Well, it's relative, but I'm saying that, and I want to make sure I measure my words here, and that I'm, I empathize with the people in the business of comedy when we took ourselves a little less seriously back in the day, but I also think that we ignored many, many people in our society mm-hmm. back in the day.
Yeah.
And I get that. I hope and I would wish for a world where the serious dealings that we have with each other are such that we can get back to a time where we can more freely make fun of people. And myself included, make fun of fat people, make fun of skinny people,
make fun of people
just because I think that I've always thought that stereotypes in the world of comedy can be extremely funny just because but we're not at a place where you can joke about people in certain walks of life and certain areas of life where it can be joked about now because people are discriminated against
mm-hmm.
in many cases in a very, very horrendous way to this day. And I get it. And I understand that. And if you make light of it in the current climate, it can be difficult.
It has to do with the fact we're at a very divisive time. And when you do that, when you spotlight on something that's different, it is a classic ingredient for comedy going back hundreds and hundreds of years. But I agree with you. Now is not the time to reintroduce
it. Yeah, I mean, to a degree, you have to walk the line a little better.
Yeah.
And if someone says to you, oh, you're too sensitive, you can counter by saying, well, you're too insensitive. And I get that. Yeah. And I get that. So, but in my own, boudoir, sometimes I just, I realize that I'm just throwing things out there. But as my wonderful daughter pointed out, she says, hey, little ears. And now he's in his phone doing his little thing. But she's right.
Yeah.
And when she's right, she's right.
Where do you think it all stems from? We talk about this all the time, off air, where when we find out something like really terrible comes out about someone we have known in the past or we've interacted with.
Known of, yeah.
Most things aren't shocking because you're like, oh, in private you heard that.
In private, you hear a lot of crap.
Yes.
You do.
You hear the crap that nobody, and I'm talking about things that wouldn't be said in front of certain other people.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was it. I like to think that some of my missteps in the privacy of my own home were just out of pure curiosity. That's how I want to say
it.
And I'm sorry. I think the curiosity element sometimes is where it's all I'm talking about. I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
You wonder.
But so look, I don't want to.
You know
kill,
exactly what I'm.
I don't want to kill.
Yes.
But I think for both of you, I don't.
Rob's a Jeopardy watcher too.
Yeah,
I don't want to kill comedy. But
are you sure? Because I've heard you come in here a lot of times.
Well, I can't control what I do. But I have to commend your daughter for calling you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do too, and that's what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
There were no slurs. It was like, Dad, that's, stop that.
The joke.
Right.
Is more than enough for her to say something.
Yeah.
Yes.
And isn't it wild?
I was very, very sad.
Did you leave the room?
It was over before. But I get it. I was schooled.
Yeah.
I went to school.
It's great that a child you raised is now teaching you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
I love this. I get this.
And it dovetails into Oscar's little video that he shared with us over the weekend.
Yeah, agreed.
Of a time gone. Well, there's a modern TikTok video out there that with a woman who is describing how women should behave, and I guarantee you, if my wife heard that video, she'd go F that.
High quality man, Mike.
Seeking high quality marriage.
Yes. Before we play this,
yes,
I would ask you, Oscar, your impressions of it before you hear. This young lady is going to talk about how men need to be treated.
Okay, so
and I'm curious.
Let me preface. There are two sides. She also makes one about how women should be treated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways.
Maybe I didn't get to that part.
Oh, no, I didn't share how women should be treated with you all.
It's a part two?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What I want...
They love that on TikTok, a part two.
There are a lot of...
TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin. There are a lot of internet celebrities that claim to be professionals, experts, and they will take to now TikTok and give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's dating. So I'll get some of that in my feed. Somehow the algorithm doesn't realize I'm happily married. So I'll get a lot of that dating advice within the feed.
Wonder
right?
why that algorithm happens.
Sheer data. So
questions I get asked.
And it is roughly 1 a.m. and I'm like, what is this lady talking about? Stops me in my tracks. I save the video and I'm like, I gotta send this to the fellas for the show this weekend. So I send it to you in the morning. Before I send it to you, know that I played this video in bed with my wife, and out of the corner of her ear, she says, what are you listening to? I'm like, a relationship expert.
I'm sure she's an expert.
On TikTok, she says, who is this whore?
She was put off. So it's safe to say Shannon was put off by this video.
Now, that's the reaction I was looking for.
Okay, good.
Because I knew this would invoke some sort of response from my wife, because she'll play people talking about chakras and energies and
crystals.
Rising sun, Capricorns, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say a word. I just let her live her life.
Sure.
The first time I put this on, I invoke a reaction.
Yeah, a horrible word. A horrible word.
And we're a different world. We're all trying to get to evolve. Even though, and I have to say this before we play this video, I feel as though when I make my little comments, I will always say, when it comes down to the practice of living life, I believe that I am one of the most open-minded individuals in the world. And now, I would live my life that way.
Mike, you're a loving person. I know that, or else we wouldn't be talking about it here on there.
Thank you.
Or we'd be trying to hide it, right?
Right.
So, but you guys know me in my real life.
Yes.
And we don't.
I get it.
We just don't roll like that anymore.
You're right.
And my.
Anymore.
This clip here.
Yes.
It was so calculated in what the person was trying to do. And then for me, it was calculated what I was trying to do with my wife. It's basically just like needle her because I thought this was hilarious.
Yes.
There you go.
For the purpose of comedy, yes, you're playing this woman.
Yeah. I asked Shannon, I said, do you think I'm a high quality man? And she says, yeah, I do. I said, that's interesting because I've just found a TikToker talking about what high quality men are looking for.
And what they need.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay.
I think we play the tape and we'll discuss afterwards.
Today I'm going to talk about what high quality men look for in marriage potential and what turns them off. First is respect and peace. A lot of men work really hard or they have long business hours and they want to come home to peace in their home. I've heard so many men say, I loved my wife. I was just tired of getting yelled at all the time, and that inevitably led to their divorce. He doesn't want constant complaining, nagging. Women can kind of have a tendency to nitpick at things. They want to feel like you respect them, and they also want to feel peace when they're around you. Allow him to lead. Trust in his capabilities to do so. Have an open heart and have vulnerability with him. These are character traits of the girl archetype. She trusts her man. She's got an open heart. She's loving. She's vulnerable with him. She brings him that feminine, loving energy that he needs.
That's just a portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
It really does sound like, and there was a thing that was bouncing around almost pre-internet. It was faxed a lot to DJs, and it was the 1950s guide to a
1943
wife.
Edward Podolsky from How to Be a Good Wife,
Mike,
by Edward Podolsky.
Way ahead of me, so please take it.
Don't bother your husband with petty troubles and complaints when he comes home from work. Be a good listener. Let him tell you his troubles.
Yes.
Yours will seem trivial in comparison. Remember, your most important job is to build up and maintain his ego, which gets bruised plenty in business. Morale is a woman's business. Let him relax before dinner. Discuss family problems after the inner man has been satisfied. Or heaven forbid you ask your husband for anything. That's because it's otherwise known as nagging.
Right.
From Sex, Satisfaction, and Happy Marriage by Reverend Alfred Henry Tyrer in 1951.
So it really hasn't advanced that much.
Okay.
I verily believe that the happiness of homes is destroyed more frequently by the habit of nagging than by any other one. All right, are you playing more of her right now?
This
right,
is her. This is, in fairness to her, this is her response when someone wrote, I agree with what you said about high quality men. Can you make one for what women look for from high quality men?
Okay.
Which is fair. We haven't heard
this
that side before.
This is interesting.
Before,
I want to see what this 1950s lady has to say.
Hold on a sec here.
Yep.
Apologize. I'm getting notifications.
Men fall in love with the things men say. This is why men who are smooth talkers always get pretty far with women. I'm not saying to be disingenuous. To be expressive with your woman is very rare and very appreciated. My partner writes me lengthy love letters still to this day. He praises me. He compliments me. He makes me feel special. He makes me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world. And I would appreciate this more than just getting like a Cartier watch. The more he makes me feel desired by him, the more I'm able to open up my heart and fully love him and be fully vulnerable with him. Women shut down the moment they start feeling insecure. If you're on social media following a lot of these Instagram models, liking their posts and commenting on them, the girl you're with is going to start to feel insecure and she's going to start doubting herself and doubting you as well. This is a very common complaint I hear from women.
Are you listening, HBS?
To you, it might seem harmless, but to a woman you're with, it will seem like you're disrespecting her. You can't be all talk and no action. Follow through on your words. Be consistent. Consistency is key for earning her trust.
Stop. Why are you nodding your head so passionately?
I love the fact
value, loyalty and dependability. For a woman to open up to you and love you, she has to respect you. Spend quality time with her every day that is uninterrupted. No cell phones, no entertainment. Be fully present mm-hmm. and available to her. Be emotionally available and emotionally mature. Listen to her when she's upset. Sometimes a woman doesn't want you to find solutions why she's upset, because I know men like to find solutions. Sometimes she just wants you to listen to her. One reason why I really love my partner is because when I'm with him, he's fully present with me. He doesn't look around the room. He's not distracted. He's not looking at his phone. He's fully with me.
I love my partner.
Oh, excuse me. Something happened.
I agree with her.
Well,
these are all valid. She said, you have to do your clapping push-ups. You have to do them. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay attention. You have to be respectful. These are all things.
You have to get a watch from Cartier.
No, she said she would
rather. She doesn't want to watch from Cartier.
This is why you can take a piece of maybe just one or two nuggets of advice from there. I got two nuggets for you.
Wow, now why is this? Oscar seems to be like crazily nodding his head here.
Yeah, I agree. What I love is that Oscar's nodding his head. You're nervously looking to see if Carla can hear it.
And no, I was not. That's not true.
You twice looked to your right. You did.
No, because my son came into the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I've got a new layout here. Yeah, okay, so I am sideways now, where my back was to everybody and now it's just we've rearranged
the room.
Take
some getting used
to. We've got
down
both here. Sides yeah. in play.
I was thinking about. I don't mean to insult, but yeah. I was thinking about HBS, your dad,
right?
Who I think probably, I think your Kathy, his mm-hmm. wife, is probably a wonderfully suffering soul that he not only posts the pictures that he does, but that he says yay to every piece of ass on the internet.
I don't think she suffers. Let me ask.
You don't? What qualifies you to answer, to say, I don't think she suffers?
Because I've spent time with them.
Happy.
They're very happy together. Yeah, they love each other very much.
They might be, but I mean, it's still the what she, I was just listening to what she was saying.
Yeah, well, maybe. Can I just answer before you go?
Yes. I just have to say this. When you heard about emotional availability
mm-hmm.
and emotional sensitivity, I know for a fact that was a that is something I need to always be mm-hmm. aware of.
Mm-hmm.
That to manage my emotional maturity and to be present when the time when it's necessary.
I agree with that.
You know,
and also a thing she said that did make sense is that it's not always about finding a solution. And I think that there is a strong trend in me, certainly in a lot of guys, when there's a problem, you just want to fix it. And sometimes that's not what they want.
Well, and they want probably
support, an ear.
An ear.
Yeah.
And, I think we could all do better with that. Men everywhere, probably.
Agreed. Right? What about the women?
As far as the women, I think that.
The advice
as ridiculous and as 1950s-ish mm-hmm. as it sounds, that in a circumstance where, for example, say you're in a circumstance where the woman comes home from work first, or she is in the house all day, and the guy comes home from slaying the dragon, and he walks in, and he happens to have had himself a day. I don't think it is completely beyond the pale. That comment about peace or having the sensitivity to be aware that he might need to decompress is complete. But I think also that there are no universals. I think that's the key. You're dealing with somebody who may have had a horrible day at home or a horrible day at their job.
Yeah, women have horrible days too.
You really have to be communicative. There is no, the thing about all these 50s and 40s articles written by men, I should say, women are not allowed to have feelings.
Right.
Really, when you read that, and that's not cool, you know?
And you can find this young lady on TikTok. For those of you out there that want to troll your families, at Thanksgiving, feel free to just play this in the background, in the corner of the room.
If you have
smart TV.
If you have some women who will be, who you know, you will light the bottle rocket if you play this video.
Yeah.
If you want to have fun, go ahead and credit it, because that would be fun. It's like, and if you're doing it and you want to do the shtick, and I'm sorry I'm ruining Thanksgiving dinners here, but if you want to put this, like,
them?
You know, I saw a TikTok video, and for this, for a young woman, she makes an amazing amount of sense. Can you play the first part of it again? Yeah, can you play the first part? And you play this at Thanksgiving dinner. And if you have a, you know, the type of, you know, dinner companions that I'm going to have, you'd have yourself a nice little Donnybrook on your
hands,
and it might be fun.
Don't you think it would play perfect between dinner and pie?
Again, I think it would be fantastic at the end of the regular meal. Absolutely.
The title is What High Quality Men Are Looking For.
Today we're going to talk about what high quality men look for in marriage potential and what turns them off. First is respect and peace. A lot of men work really hard, or they have long business hours, and they want to come home to peace in their home. I've heard so many men say, I loved my wife. I was just tired of getting yelled at all the time, and that inevitably led to their divorce.
Yeah, just stop it right there.
That's it.
And that's all you need.
Yeah.
And that's all you, and then just sit there, and then what the look should be around the table, and it's really even better if a guy plays this.
Yes,
look around the table and go, I think she makes a lot of sense. And you get up,
And then follow
wild
it up
animal.
With a little more coffee.
Right, coffee for everybody.
Is there any coffee?
You know, because they're telling us what? They're telling us to keep politics out of the Thanksgiving table this time.
Yeah.
So I think everybody can agree on that, that that's not what people want. I think really, collectively, Americans are going to want to chill on that.
Yeah.
Because I think we all know how divided we truly are in this country. But that, you can sneak that one. I didn't think this was political.
No.
I thought this was just a little sociology, you know, that I'd throw
out. And
your
if you want to get political, you don't think Jill Biden is a good wife? She's a great wife. She listens to his problems. Doesn't bring anything
up. Oh, my God. Oh.
But it shows
just one last
sides.
Thing here for
sides.
This is not for Thanksgiving dinner, but this is from the Reverend Tyrer in 1951.
Sunnier days.
And he says, and I think this can apply every day after the Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
A social service meeting, an afternoon tea, a matinee, a whatnot is no excuse.
A whatnot?
A whatnot.
It's a whatnot.
Is no excuse for there being no dinner ready when a husband comes home from a hard day's work. Housekeeping accomplishments and cooking ability are, of course, positive essentials in any true home, and every wife should take a reasonable pride in her skill. Happiness does not flourish in an atmosphere of dyspepsia.
Oh, I hate dyspepsia.
Yeah, that's interesting. Bad cooking is responsible for dyspepsia.
Yeah.
Dyspepsia is responsible for grouchiness and irritability. Grouchiness and irritability lead to quarrels and squabbles. And bad cooking, which is the usual thing in the average American home, has been responsible as much as any other factor for driving the husband to the saloon.
Mm. Oh, Mike,
and to
I hate
other
when
places.
You go to the saloon because your wife dried out or whatnot.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
That's a good one.
Just hug the people you love.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, do that. But play that, you know, play that TikTok.
Troll your family.
Do you know what her name is? Do you have her name by any chance? What's her name? If we get her name for people, we can
Dr. Goodegg.
Dr. Goodegg. Okay, very good.
And
check
that's
it
also
out, everybody.
Something you can make for dinner.
Good egg. That's
good egg.
Weird. We'll be right back with the homepage right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Have a great Turkey Day, everybody.
Hi again. It's me, Rachel Riddell. My twin sister Sammy and I recorded a promo a while back asking for your help in paying off our father Twitch's gambling debt with Mike so we could get our daddy back. You responded big time, and thank you, I guess. You see, Mike got paid off, and now Dad is home all the time. And well, frankly, he's driving us nuts. You know how he is on the promos? Yeah, he's like that around the house all the time.
Ugh, man, that's sour. Smell that.
See what I mean? So, I have an idea. Baking those fruitcakes every year takes a weeks of his time. Please plan to buy them. If you normally buy one, buy three. Just get him out of the house.
Wait, what's the movie with that guy who has the little dog?
Ugh, order like my life depended on it. I am begging you.
Hey, do these socks match my underwear?
Oh my God, Dad.
Hey, everybody. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is It's brought to you by Honey. We all shop online, and we all want the best deal, thanks to Honey. Searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, tech and gaming products, popular fashion brands, even food delivery. How does it work? Imagine you're shopping. When you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey does its thing, and if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion
billion.
In savings.
Billion.
Don't miss out. Smart shopper Mike O'Mara just saved over 20 bones on one order of toner and paper for his HP printer.
Woo! Yes!
And Rob, Spiewak Rob in Leesburg, figured it out by working it on eBay with just one click.
You go to eBay, it searches eBay store
coupons. We don't have time. Money back in your pocket. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's absolutely free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And J.K. Rowling's, shall we say, difference of opinion with the trans community has led to this. Some activists posted pictures of themselves outside her home, and her address is clearly visible.
Oh, that's nice.
In a series of tweets, she thanked people who reported the images, as well as police who helped get them taken down. Now, I'm really not familiar with the whole J.K. Rowling thing. What is she? Is she a bigot? Is that the deal with her?
I don't have the context. I knew, but for some time now, there's been controversy on her storyline. But
okay,
but for me, I feel you can find anybody's house. What the F's the big deal?
Yeah,
right?
But I think it's putting it out there as opposed to someone that has to research. It's because these people are just going to start showing up in their feed.
This is what I'm saying. You could Google any of our names and find our addresses.
And I wish you would.
It's not hard.
Well, she said that several other people with similar views, and they don't articulate the views here, but I would assume it's people that have bad things to say about trans people?
It's certainly not a popular opinion.
Well, they've been doxxed like she has, and they don't have the resources she does to protect herself. She added, quote, "I've now received so many death threats, I could paper the house with them, and I haven't stopped speaking out." Don't know what she's speaking out. Somebody will have to look that up. And I'm just throwing this out there, the best way to prove your movement isn't a threat to women is to stop stalking, harassing, and threatening us. So it sounds like there's a little war going on. So
what do we got, Rob?
She has made controversial remarks about the transgender community, and she's offering her opinion a lot. She slams the trans activists, and she also has tried to defend herself, says here she is writes about her reasons for speaking out on sex and gender. And I think it's probably based on the fact that she's offering her strong opinions and she's an author and people probably don't think it's her place to do it. And
time and place.
Speaking of sex, Kevin Spacey was ordered to pay $31 million by an arbitrator this week for his sexual misconduct on the set of House of Cards. Kevin was fired from the show back in 2017 over allegations that he preyed on young men and groped a production assistant. The money will go to the House of Cards production company because he was found to have violated their sexual harassment policy. So I don't know if that's appealable or that might be it. That if they went to arbitration, that had to be a mutually agreed upon deal there. What's the deal here? Wade?
Well,
were you going to say something?
He destroyed a franchise.
Yeah. Right.
Destroyed a franchise.
And an amazing career. I mean, I think
the arbitration was based solely on his misbehavior during the making of that show.
I agree.
Doesn't matter about whether House of Cards stopped making money.
But it doesn't matter from your view. If you own that show and you put your faith into that actor and the franchise is literally destroyed by that actor, you will find everything to recoup anything.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's and that's what it's still. Look, his behavior follows him around, and it'll never be. Just everybody was shocked when that went down.
The thing
yes,
that
Rob.
Surprises me about that is so relatively recent, because a lot of the stuff that brought him down was older stuff. I didn't realize it was still going on the set of House of Cards.
Yeah, just once a pig, always a pig.
Always,
that's
yeah.
the way. Jennifer Lawrence gets top billing in a new movie, Don't Look Up, a movie that I'm really looking forward to seeing. But Leonardo DiCaprio made more money for it. Sources say he got $30 million, she got $25 million, but she doesn't really mind. She says, quote, look, Leo brings in more box office than I do. I'm extremely fortunate and happy with my deal. But she added, quote, in other situations, what I have seen, and I'm sure other women in the workforce have seen as well, is that it's extremely uncomfortable to inquire about equal pay. And if you do question something that appears unequal, you're told it's not gender disparity, but they can't tell you what exactly it is. So that's a reasonable response to that. If she's saying that, $25 million, and everybody will say, hey, you know, well, she's getting $25 million. That's not the issue.
No,
it's she answers it. If she says matter-of-factly that Leo draws more of a box office, I'm cool with that.
The weird thing, though, is that Leo demanded that she have dinner ready when she got to the set.
Seems to be a kooky, crazy theme to the show today.
Wacky, wild, I want to tell you.
Want to go there. Here's an interesting tale from Kansas City. A couple in their mid-20s were driving through that wonderful Mecca on Saturday when they hit a bowling ball.
Whoa.
This gets better.
Yeah?
Someone threw it out in the street. And it got lodged under their car. The wife was driving, and her husband got out to try and dislodge the bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
But then, while he was under his car, some guy ran up and tried to steal his wife's purse.
What?
And unfortunately, she reacted by hitting the gas while he was under the car.
Oh, no.
This is not going well.
Yes, she accidentally ran her husband over. Then she heard him yell out in pain. So she threw it in reverse.
Oh, no.
And ran him over a second time.
Mm.
Luckily, the husband survived. He showed up to a hospital with serious injuries, but he should recover. The purse snatcher ran off empty-handed. Some guy walked into a police station later that day to turn himself in. He admitted he was the one who threw the bowling ball into the street, but it's not clear if he was the same person who tried to steal the purse. I don't know.
They have to
people
at least be related. Was it Earl Anthony?
Oh, you mean the that's like a 1960s bowler?
70s
or like
pro
that?
Bowler, yeah. There are not good a lot of Lord. Pro bowlers you can call upon.
And now a little something something.
Yes.
A 28-year-old guy in Northeast Louisiana, his name was Alex Pierce. He got arrested on Friday after he was caught taking care of himself in the electronics department at Walmart. While looking at porn on one of their laptops.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
He was hunched over a laptop with his hands in his pants, and employees recognized him because he was caught shoplifting in July. So he'd already been banned from the store, and they recognized the dude.
Yeah.
A cop caught up with him in the parking lot, and Alex claimed he'd just been watching music videos.
Sure.
I love music.
But he eventually admitted to looking at pictures.
Okay. Oh.
All right, so this last part is gross. I'm warning you. Turn it down if there are anybody.
Take off your headphones, Julia.
All right, even though there was security footage, he denied that he'd been pleasuring himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he suggested that if they swabbed his hands, they'd probably find evidence from a separate session 4 hours earlier.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry.
This is why people
gross.
Hate working retail.
That's true.
You got these perverts all around.
He's
but
facing charges.
This is why people love Walmart.
Felony, obscenity, and misdemeanor trespassing, and I will spend the rest of the week getting the image of swabbing hands out of my head. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, my God. We got to take a break.
Swabbing
and,
hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it 4 hours. Ugh,
I think that's on Fox this fall, isn't it? Swabbing hands with the stars.
Oh, my God. Please, pass the rolls.
Oh!
We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun right here on The Michael Mayer Show.
And now, Rob Spiewak does outdated impressions. Get ready to Google Sydney Green Street.
Delicious Rob Spiewak fruitcakes. Ah, Wilma. On black walnuts alone, we could make a fortune.
Frank Nelson.
Yes?
Oh, you
haven't ordered yet. Well, they're only available for a limited time, dummy.
Katherine Hepburn.
I love the fruitcakes. Really, I do.
Clark Gable.
Fruitcake? I love you.
Frank Morgan.
Who rang that bell? Oh, it's a fruitcake delivery. Bring it right in. The wizard.
Peter Lorre.
You despise me, don't you? Would you still hate me if I gave you a fruitcake?
And Bette Davis.
This year has been a horrible year, dude. What you need is a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, or it's going to be a bumpy night.
Ah, yes. Taking you back to the days of yesteryear. The classics hold up just like the taste of a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Get yours now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You should hear my Buster Keaton impression.
Taste the classic greatness.
72 hours, Mike.
Is a silent film star. That's the joke, right?
That's the joke, yes. But Friday at midnight is the last chance to order.
Mm-hmm.
Get your order in or you're done.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, we won't be sending any more out. And if you haven't wrapped your tonsils around a Rob Spiewak fruitcake, you do not know what you're missing. I always ask this time of year as we get close, but, you'll be right sending...
Did you want one this year?
I want two.
You shall have many.
Not many.
Oh, love to hear that. That's fantastic.
As soon as the check clears, I've
talked to Rob about this. The freebies that he should willy-nilly just send out, we've chopped them down a bit.
Yeah. This is from his own kitchen.
These are the ones he sends from his own kitchen, right?
Am I right
about that?
Yes,
Mr. Mann.
Yes.
I'm having a conversation with him about
it. Business can't pay for personal expenses.
I totally understand that. I'm trying to do
charity,
the best
Mike.
I can.
That's right.
I understand. I just love him so. I love him so.
I just love him so much.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Rothy's. Big news in shoes. Rothy's is now selling men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. Even more big news, they just launched premium merino wool shoes for fall. Mm-hmm. Merino wool is nature's perfect material. Soft, comfortable, machine washable, and sustainable. Available in cool colors and classic styles you'll want to wear everywhere. Plus, Rothy's men's shoes are made from 100% recycled materials. Even the laces. It's no wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoe, the driving loafer in navy, gets a 5-star review from almost every customer. And if that wasn't enough, ladies and gentlemen, Rothy's just launched their collection of accessories for men. Wallets, carry bags, card cases. Rothy's has all your essentials and all fully machine washable, just like their shoes. I love these shoes. Rob loves his. I love mine. To help you enjoy the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity. Listeners can get for a limited time right now. Hold on just a second. Let me read that properly. I didn't do that. I'm sorry. All right. With our listeners, they want us to... Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara. It's close to a holiday. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Come on! Help a brother out, for God's sake! Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS. Head to Rothy's.com/TMOS to find your new favorites today. Just a little help on that one, if you can, when you go back and look at it, please. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
These are the greatest shoes. I've bailed on my Birkenstocks. These are the greatest shoes ever.
Can we bring your daughter in now? Can we bring Julian, who's going
to
stop by?
Would you like me to switch so you can see her?
Sure. All right. I'd love to see how she's doing. It's wonderful to have the progeny.
I can't believe she got up this early in the morning to come in. I got a very a straight-faced emoji when I sent her a note. I said, we're leaving at 7:30. And
there is your beautiful, beautiful daughter. It is so nice to see you, Julia. How are you?
I'm good.
You guys
interrupted my knitting, but it's okay.
Are you really knitting? Are you really knitting something?
I was crocheting earlier. I was making a hat, but then I ran out of yarn. So now I'm moving back on to knitting.
It's constant creativity from you.
But to be fair, this is for class though, right?
Yeah, my knitting is for a class. My crocheting is for passion.
Oh, really? So knitting you're in a graphic design program at VCU, correct?
Yeah, it's a long story.
For all the tuition payers out there, I'm kind of curious, what's she going to undergrad for? Knitting.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I make art with yarn now.
So that is your medium? Would that, is that your medium that you're working in?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yarn?
For the most part. Sometimes fabric.
Well, you've really? Done, but also you're still at a point where they're making you do everything, right?
Yeah, I did. I think my least favorite thing was spinning my own wool to make my own yarn. I could not get that.
Sustainability.
I kept thinking about, like, I mean, when it's when the wool's already spun and knitted, I don't mind it. But then thinking about it in the big pile and making it myself, I feel closer to the animal. I don't really like that.
The sheep?
The sheep. The animal.
Let me ask you about this.
Yes.
So you are, this is what I know, and then you can correct me on everything I've got wrong. So I think of you as early, and you've been doing this for a long time, as very artistic, and you're in, I remember you doing graphic design. Now it sounds to me like you've made, and my daughter's made a few pivots from what she started working in and where she is working now. Are you leaning more towards just becoming an artist as opposed to working in graphic design where you're going to have, your medium? Because that sounds to me like something I would see in an art gallery working with different mediums. Is that accurate or is that inaccurate?
That is actually a good question because I'm figuring out myself. I'm a graphic design major with a crafts minor and I'm looking to do glass blowing next semester. Our graphic design program is so open to where if you can justify it, you can work with just about everything. I know my friend last semester did this really cool like carving out of a wood block and then was able to make all these like super old timey looking prints. And that was her her final thesis. And everybody's doing all these crazy things. And basically, if you can justify it, you can do it.
So if she's done, for example, like she built a swing.
Yeah, I built a swing set.
She designed it and built the whole thing. She made a dress out of Beanie Babies, which was pretty cool. I mean, she's gone in every direction, and I do love the fact that the program at least has her dip her toe in every sort of medium.
So could she, could you, Julia, could you make the pivot if you got out of school? Could you see yourself making the pivot to do just about whatever struck your fancy in the art world? Or do you still, are you thinking about, working in the business community and advertising and stuff like that? Where do you see yourself going?
I'm kind of past that. I work at a print shop right now. And I think the most exciting thing for me right now, just because I'm so into all the different mediums, is having people who are like unfamiliar with the department coming in and asking or like giving me their idea and me being able to like advise them and be like, oh, well, you could do this or this or this with it, and like giving them all the options. So I think I'm like, I like more of the production side of things for graphic design. I don't really like sitting in front of my computer much anymore, especially after doing that all last
year. Sounds like you want to create art. You want to you want to be hands-on and do stuff.
Some
like
of your
that.
Printing activity, those are like classic old printing technologies too, right? They would have existed the same 100 years ago that they do now. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that it's a real physical medium. And like she said, because of COVID, she spent 18 months doing stuff virtually on a computer, which is a great skill to have. But it is so nice to see her actually create. I love to watch her knit.
Well, she's
I love
been
to watch
doing
her
that
sew.
Forever. I mean, she's been doing that for a very, very long time.
She has.
And that sounds cool. And it sounds like you're able to, in this program, expand your horizons and go in a direction that's inspired. And that's not bad because it's all under that same umbrella. You're creating, right? Mm-hmm. That's really, and you still like the program. You're enjoying yourself down there.
Love the program, but who knows what I'll be doing next year? Who knows?
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
And
especially
she has a 3-legged cat.
Oh yeah, I have two cats named Ozzy and Gnocchi, and Gnocchi has 3 legs, which is a new development.
Like he had to have one removed.
A cat that good, Mike, you don't eat all at once.
Okay, we're just gonna fry this up right at you. That's
what
so
happened?
Nasty.
Her toe got really big out of nowhere, and we were like, "Oh, her toe's big. This is so funny." Yeah. And then we took her to the doctor.
Same thing that happened to your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Diabetes.
This is my cat, type B.
Oh.
No idea what actually happened with her, but she's
come here, A1C. A1C. Come on, All right, before we let you go, I want to ask you about this. As far as Rob, feel free. This is your family.
Okay.
Shut me down if you wish to.
All right.
Some advice for the frat boy, your brother who is, who is now, we discussed him briefly
yesterday.
Yeah. He's probably still asleep as we tape this program.
Bet your ass he is.
You bet your ass he is. We want to make sure that he does well. He's pledging this fraternity. Seems to be his big thing. What advice would you give your brother at this particular juncture as he navigates his way through the college situation?
Because you've been a great college student. You really have.
You kind of hit the ground running. I remember that. You kind of hit the ground running. And, Rob was talking about how he made it through the first, semester by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah, we'll see. It's the finals. We still have to do that. But I'm sure we'll be fine.
Oh, he's got finals?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I'll stay out of it for the most part. But I think my only advice for him right now is to take his car to get a state inspection that's 4 months overdue so I don't have to keep driving him to see all his stupid brothers.
I agree with Julia, Rob. I agree.
I'm with you.
It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing for him, too. So maybe if he could just do that.
The reason that he hasn't gotten this done is just what?
Every time I'm in town, my mom says, well, can you go drop Robert's car off? I'm like, no.
Because it's Robert's car.
It's Robert's car. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
right.
So,
all right.
Tough one law. Could argue that the reason it's not done is because of me, but I see it otherwise.
I think it might happen in the next day or so.
Who knows?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
We'll see. We'll see.
Julia, is there anybody you want to say hi to out there that might be in podcast land, or are you just happy to be here? I don't know.
Say hi to him. Go ahead. You can play it for him.
Who?
Henry.
Oh no, he wouldn't listen to this.
I'll make him listen.
I'm keeping my boyfriend out of this.
Okay.
I say hi to Shaysho and Grandpa Bob.
Oh, that's very, very nice.
And Kathy.
And you like Henry a lot? Is Henry the one?
Yeah.
Henry. Oh, we got that. That's enough. This? I'll take that.
Henry
that's cool.
will actually be coming to our house for Thanksgiving.
Is this the first? You've met Henry, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I like Henry a lot. Very much so. Yeah.
Very good. I like that name, Henry. Yeah. It's
Henry.
A good name. George Carlin would like that name. Henry.
He was here
anybody
a
ever
ago.
Call? Does anybody ever call him Hank?
Nope. Only my dad.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
What a jerk.
There you go. Your dad and I think a lot alike. We have to take a break. Love you, Julia. Thank you so much for coming in. And
we
will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Mara Show.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas or New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Michael Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
It's hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. The economic news is all about inflation. Inflation is at a 31-year high. Wow. Supply chains are slow, gas prices up, material costs are increasing, and the shelves are empty. Mortgage rates and inflation have an inverse relationship, which means when inflation is up, rates are down. The Fed will absolutely need to raise rates to bring inflation back in check, and soon is when they're going to do it. You need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial now before these rates go up. It's no longer about the COVID-19 low rates. It's the inflationary low rates. And the time to act is now. Whether a purchase or refinance, the folks at Cornerstone First will walk you through the best program for you and your family while guaranteeing to meet or beat any other company. Call the only mortgage company I recommend and the one that Oscar and Rob and I have all used, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years. Call them now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Welcome back to the show.
Can I just say how proud I am of her?
That's wonderful. She's sweet.
So perfect. Sweet. And the fact, my face hurts right now from trying to not smile overly over the top. it seemed like 20 seconds ago she was a little baby bringing it. I'm showing her around, the studio, and she's sitting in and paneling like a grown up. Yeah. And I'm just so proud, Julie. I love you so much. Yeah, she's the best. She's the best.
Wit,
very, very nice. Super and sweet. We're all kind of going through it. And you know, the funniest though, just thinking that I was going to go the warmth of you with your daughter, and I'm so excited about having my daughters and my son under the same roof, and then. Can't help when I'm thinking of Oscar. The first trimester is still on my. He said that to
me. Dad's a savage.
Yeah.
And Shannon just starts laughing.
Of course.
Because she's like, he has gained a little weight.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about Bolivian funny. Families. And this is what.
But Shannon's not Bolivian. And yet
she's. Well, she is.
She's circling
you are,
the
this
wagon.
Is like Carla's Irish. You marry into the family, you become, you know.
She gets it.
Carrie's not Polish yet.
Shannon, 5 years ago, would never have laughed at that joke. She probably would have felt compelled to be like, oh, man, that
like
was
protection.
Rude. That was rude.
Yeah.
Now she's like slapping her knee. After I translate to her what happened, she's like, there's zero, no mercy. You've always said there's no mercy.
Yeah, so true.
That is just too good. I really like that. You know, as far as we're concerned here, you know, things have gone really, really well. I am pointedly going to chill. I don't care what I hear. I am shutting up. I'm going to enjoy just having everybody here.
How much
I don't
cooking
care
are you
what.
Responsible for?
I am responsible for. I am responsible for the gravy.
Yes.
And the cranberry sauce. I make the greatest cranberry sauce known to mankind. Homemade cranberry sauce with apples in it. That's the secret. That is the secret. You know, I probably use it from Ina, you know, from back in my real cooking days.
I would maybe dice an apple this year. That's a great idea.
Oh, it's wonderful. The sweeter the apple, the better.
I buy one can of the jellied stuff for sandwiches after the fact.
Well, that's, you know what? You know, get to your list of your unhealthy foods
because
they're all in your.
They are. These are
jellied one. That's just, you know, why? If you can make it fresh.
Well, yeah,
you know?
But it's better on a sandwich, I think, because you can slice it thin.
You look away. You just look away.
Number
when he
35
starts talking
like
this.
Then on the list. We don't have to go through them all, but I'm just going to highlight things that are actually in my cabinet right now and standard in my cabinet. Nutella. Is horrible for you. It's based in oil.
Well, who eats that?
I do.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to go along with the
Nutella. But usually
Nutella
it's a kid's
too.
Thing, right?
Yeah, we have an 8-year-old. That's why we have
Nutella.
It's
58% sugar and 32% fat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have an 8-year-old.
Rob does not. Do you use Nutella in your eating?
The best use for Nutella, Mike, is on vanilla ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you use like a chocolate sauce?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, but it's also great on crackers or carrots or right out of the jar.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, good for you. I do not have this, but I have had it in the past. Cool Whip. Now, not whipped cream. But
we've
cool
had
whip.
Cool Whip. We don't have any currently.
As a kid,
there's
a lot of Cool Whip in the house.
Yeah. So
but I have Ready Whip. I have like the Land O'Lakes or something like that. Yeah,
love that. Yeah,
I got that. I could almost reach out and touch that now with the new arrangement of the studio.
I'm against this. This will never find a place in my house. Margarine.
Isn't
well,
that
yeah,
fake
you
butter?
Use.
I think we
use,
have that.
It's fake butter. Yeah,
yeah it is. Okay. Yeah.
But I can't believe it's not butter. We used to have the spray thing. We probably still have that.
How about this, Mike? This is one of the worst things in the world for you. It has no nutritional value. Wonder Bread.
Yeah,
I
pure
loved
white bread.
Wonder Bread when I was a kid. I love it.
It's loaded with sugar.
Toast's great, too.
So great.
It does. Well, it's the Maillard effect, Mike. All
it's
that
wonderful.
Sugar browns
it's
nice.
Delicious.
Kraft
yes.
Singles. Are bad for you. They're mostly
we've
oil.
Got different cheese, but they're real cheese.
You're a Boar's Head family, right?
Yeah, we like Boar's Head when we're getting like deli meats and stuff.
Yeah, because
like
I don't
that.
Think Kraft Singles melt very well, although we do keep them on hand. Carrie likes them for the grilled cheese. I don't think they melt
I
that
think
good.
They're a classic.
You know, for some
nacho.
Reason with the new configuration, I'm looking to my right because I'm looking into my kitchen right now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. That's
I like to think that you're looking over at Fred DeCordova. It's like Johnny when he used to look over.
Fred, do we have the Kraft Singles? We have the Kraft Singles.
Mike, this is a topic that we broached and brushed against, but I don't think we talked about. Pop-Tarts are really, really bad for you.
You know, here's what I was going to say earlier in the week. When Carla bought a snack basket with tons of horrible food, unhealthy food, just for the week, just the fun food for the week. And included were blueberry frosted Pop-Tarts.
Yes.
And I opened a package of those and I ate two blueberry frosted Pop-Tarts and I felt like I was going to die.
Mike.
Because tell me what's in that, because that I think it's a horrible food.
One pack of two Pop-Tarts, right? That's what you do. I guess that's your serving size. 30 grams of sugar, 9 grams of fat, 370 calories. They include enriched flour, high fructose corn syrup, soybean and palm oil with TBHQ, or an artificial colorants. Now, TBHQ, Mike, is called Tert by Holder Quinone, and it's used to keep fresh foods fresh longer and has been associated with liver enlargement, neurotoxic effects, convulsions, and paralysis.
It's nasty.
So enjoy that Pop-Tart.
Mom would never let us have those.
And look at
Pop-Tarts. You're healthier because of it.
Yeah. First trimester.
Man, they taste great.
Mike, chicken nuggets are bad for you.
Oh no!
Well, we don't have any chicken nuggets here.
Yeah,
we
if you get a 10 or 20 piece, sometimes those are the best. A
lot of difference between 10 and 20 pieces. It's like 100% increase.
We had frozen pizzas last night. That was dinner.
Frozen
in the
pizzas
house.
On the
That's
list.
What we had. Okay, yeah, frozen pizzas.
Can I ask
for you
guys a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is how I know I'm becoming a fatty. It's just in the past, a 6-piece nuggets, a small fries, and maybe a soda would be like, oh, I've eaten McDonald's. I've had it. I'm there.
Right.
Now, if I don't roll out of there with a 10-piece and two hamburgers, I feel like I haven't accomplished anything.
Are they too regular?
They've targeted
you. Hold on, fatty. Calm down. Are they two regular hamburgers?
Yeah, just regular hamburgers.
All right. If they're regular hamburgers, I'm not going to cast aspersions on you. My go-to when I really am in a pinch would be two regular cheeseburgers, supersized fries, and a large Diet Coke. And that's my body's...
That's not terrible, though.
It's not terrible, but it's my satisfaction point.
Regular cheeseburgers are quarter pounders.
And by the way, Rob, the chicken sandwiches at McDonald's, as they try to compete with Chick-fil-A,
and Popeyes,
are borderline disgusting.
Not as good as Chick-fil-A. You're right.
They're
horrible. Not as good as Chick-fil-A.
But Oscar, know this. And by the way, Mike, I'm almost with you. Except I would eschew the fries and go with two double cheeseburgers. I think it's a better deal.
Well, and all that protein too, better for you.
Yes, of course. Well, I mean, sure. You're looking at it.
No problem. Right.
But you're targeted because when nuggets first came out, you could get 6 nuggets.
Yeah.
That was what they were, and then they got bigger and bigger. Coke has done the same thing. A bottle of Coke used to be 8 ounces. Now it's 20.
Well, a 20 piece. Look, I've never gotten a 20 piece nuggets unless I was with a friend and I could share. But a 10 piece nuggets, I can murder like that.
But it's not real meat, right? It's the processed chicken, right?
It's all fake.
It's the ground up nasty snouts. You know, it's like beaks.
Yeah.
But with buffalo sauce and barbecue sauce combined, pro tip.
You
pretty damn good.
Doesn't matter, right in the cake hole.
Lunchables are horrible for you. In fact,
Michael has Lunchables, yes.
The former CEO of Philip Morris, this is not shocking, Philip Morris owns Kraft now, says that the most healthy thing in a Lunchable is the napkin.
So true.
The former CEO says that. All right.
And this is a great innovation that I always thought was great, and I think I have them in my house right now. Certainly we have Oreos, maybe not mega stuff Oreos, but the more stuff in an Oreo, the better, right?
I agree.
Every 2 cookies has 180 calories. 2 Oreos.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you stopped at 2?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So a sleeve.
The mega stuff, though. We're talking mega stuff.
Yeah, but mega stuff, 4 Oreos then are 180.
It's disgusting.
If you try to do that average.
Let's see. This is really great. I want to close with this one, Mike. Yeah, we're at that time. This surprised me. The unhealthiest thing they said, and I'm getting to the back of the page here, is canned baked beans.
Really?
And here's why.
Sugar.
Well, there's a lot of sugar. There is some protein. There is some fiber. But you're looking at 570 milligrams of sodium and 11 grams of sugar. But Healthline, noted source, also mentions that many bean cans contain the chemical bisphenol A or BPA in their interior lining to protect the can. But it can potentially leach into your food. And some research suggests that BPA can elevate your obesity risk and reduce fertility. So enjoy those baked beans.
Fantastic.
There
all right,
goes.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Eat the crap all the way.
Eat
fantastic.
The crap.
Yeah.
We're stuffing our bird with mega stuff Oreos.
Or go to Popeyes and pick up your bird there.
I might as well eat the bass that comes out of the golf course pond. Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll come back with the Soundtown.
Soundtown
coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yum, yum. Big beans.
Time is running out.
You only have until this Friday to order a holiday must-have.
A genuine Spiewak family fruitcake.
Baked with a flavor to savor.
Every cherry is merry.
Every orange peel is real.
Packed with three kinds of nuts.
It's a typhoon of taste.
A tsunami of spice.
A hurricane of holiday happiness in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Act now and get the deluxe package or the super premium package.
That comes with a hand-signed card and a one-of-a-kind collectible.
Purchase 1, 2, 10, or buy them by the truckload.
Act now because they only have until this Friday to order.
You better hurry.
Don't get left out in the cold. Every fruitcake must be sold.
Be a holiday hero and help support TMOS.
Hurry and order today. These fruitcakes are insane.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This Black Friday, celebrate softness season by stocking up on your favorite Tommy John underwear, loungewear, and pajamas. When you start your day wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable, so you can do everything better. Shop their Black Friday sale right now and give the gift of comfort to everyone on your list, including yourself, with Tommy John men's and women's loungewear with over 16 million pairs sold. Giving the gift of Tommy John has become a holiday tradition for families all across the country. Here's a fact. 98% of women and men love getting a gift from Tommy John. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics.
Yes.
Everything that Tommy John makes feels sensational against my skin. I love it all. And you will too. And this holiday, make everyone in your family more comfortable with the gift of Tommy John loungewear, underwear, and bras. I love my Tommy John bra.
Mike,
no,
really,
I'm sorry.
You look great today.
Plus, it's all backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. That's really what it's called. Best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. During Tommy John's Black Friday sale, get 20% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/TMOS. Get 20% off for a limited time only. TommyJohn.com/TMOS. That's TommyJohn.com/TMOS. See the site for details. And now it's time to go to...
Welcome to Soundtown.
Soundtown with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Very cool, Mike. Chris Pratt, good-looking guy.
Yeah, smoke show.
Yeah, and he's also a voice in the new Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked him if they're going to use over-the-top Italian accents in the movie.
Which is what they did in the video game.
Exactly. Oh,
to a fall.
So he played, I believe Pratt, and let's just call him Pratt. I think Pratt plays Mario. And here's what he said, and I think it's funny because it's obviously a paparazzi capture, and he's taking it very seriously. This is a movie about a video game.
Today I'm going to talk about what...
I'm sorry, I meant this...
As an Italian-American myself, I understand I understand the comments. Charlie Day, who's playing Luigi, actually comes from an Italian heritage.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, so that's our
knowledge. That's awesome. Yeah. How much are you going to have them like lean into the, it's me, it's Mario, like lean into the Italian-ness?
That's good.
You know, we cover it in the movie, so you'll see that we definitely nod to that, but that's not the tenor of the performance throughout the film. All I can tell you is the voice that he's doing for us and Mario is phenomenal. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Hello, my name is Mario.
What's great about it? What's great about this is the press tour that they're doing. They're not traveling. They're staying at one place and they're letting press come to them. They're doing the entire press tour under an overpass.
Exactly.
Which
right.
is really, really fantastic.
So,
God.
Do you remember there's always, I say once a year, a video comes out of someone after they've had some sort of surgery and they're high as a kite
yes.
and they're ranting and raving. This one was trending yesterday. But the thing is that it's not a kid. It's a 22-year-old woman who really likes Taylor Swift. And now she has her wisdom teeth out, and she still likes Taylor Swift, but she's conflicted.
Always thinking about Taylor Swift, and it's not fair. I have loved her since I was 11, and I stood by her side. I stood there, Mom, when everyone hated Taylor Swift, and I said she does not deserve it. It's true. And then everyone in the world woke up, and they said, we love Taylor Swift. And I said, I know. And I'm so upset because I will never see her in the concert venue.
Why do you think you will never see her?
It's so expensive. It's not her fault. I know it's not her fault. She does not pick her concert prices because the industry is corrupt like that. But it's not fair because I just loved her for so long. And I never went through heartbreak, but she makes me feel like I have. And I did not understand love until I was in love. And now I'm in love and she understands me so well.
That is such a...
So
that,
great.
So genuine,
I can
right?
imagine
so cool.
And Taylor Swift hearing that.
Yeah.
It would be the greatest feeling in the world. That is deep within the consciousness mm-hmm. that's how she understands. That is a woman who...
She doesn't set her concert prices, Mike, and the industry is corrupt.
She has been spoken to by that pop star.
I love it. Love it.
Love that. Fantastic.
Now, everyone running around California and LA is still wearing masks for the most part. And Jimmy Kimmel took advantage of it. He says, well, I can interview masked people and they're mostly anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky, Mike, and we've talked about this. We like everyone that's coming to our house for Thanksgiving. However, mm-hmm. there are people that have folks they're dreading seeing on Thanksgiving. And so Jimmy Kimmel did one of his Man on the Streets. Here are a couple good answers for that.
So who are you dreading seeing this Thanksgiving?
Probably my grandma on my mother's side. She'll walk in on you in the bathroom and ask you, what are you doing? Like, what do you think I'm doing, Graham? I'm going to the bathroom, man.
Who are you not looking forward to seeing this Thanksgiving?
Mostly my dad. I smoke a lot of pot, and when dinner comes around, he doesn't talk to me.
Oh my God, I'm dreading seeing my stepsister.
What's up with her?
She always tries to sleep with one of my uncles. It's very embarrassing.
Wow.
So I think we've got it pretty good, right?
Wow, one of my uncles. Hey, fine.
Did you know that last night marked the season finale of season 30 of Dancing with the Stars? And I wouldn't watch it anyway, but I'm certainly not going to watch it now that Bergeron has been kicked off because he was the best thing on it.
Who hosts it now?
It's
Tyra Banks.
Yeah, it is Tyra Banks, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Let's get this late breaking important news, Mike. Who won?
After 10 weeks of intense competition, it's time.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care. I don't care. He doesn't care.
I got a question for you.
I really have a question.
Yeah. So am I alone with, because I don't follow the ratings for these shows.
Right.
And am I alone
cheap shows.
I loved American Idol in its day. And then when they did all the knockoffs and then we have the Masked Singer and we have they're cheap to produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not on an island when I say
audience,
I have
though.
No interest.
My mom loves The Voice, and by the way, both in English and La Voz in Spanish on Sundays.
Okay.
So,
right.
I mean, they're easy shows.
Yeah.
And who is the target audience? I mean, I just don't know if I'm on an island where I didn't purposefully turn them off. I never was interested in those shows after the original.
Am I the only one? A certain segment that it appals to.
They're advertiser-friendly.
Yeah,
appeal.
And they're so cheap to make.
Okay.
I only play this, we'll close with this. I only play this because, Oscar, you brought up Jimmy Hoffa this week. And the FBI.
The Hoff.
They are still looking for the Hoff.
The FBI reportedly searched the site of a former landfill in New Jersey last month looking for the body of union leader Jimmy Hoffa. So far, no Hoffa. Three Jimmys, but no Hoffa.
And that, Mike, that's the trip to Soundtown.
Now leaving Soundtown.
Now leaving Soundtown, and Rob's playing the music. There we go. We got to get out of here. Thank you very much. Listen, we've got a bonus show for you. We're not sure when are we dropping that bonus show.
Bonus
we
made
that
is coming out yet? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
For your
tomorrow.
Trip.
So if you're traveling,
tomorrow.
It's perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
So for your Wednesday travels, you'll have a bonus show if you were a subscriber.
Tomorrow.
If you're not, I mean, really. What are you doing? Okay. Forget buying a turkey. Buy the bonus show.
Yeah.
All right.
We're
really.
Giving it to you, so say thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got a bonus show tomorrow. Have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving, everybody. And I hope that you get a chance to share some love with people you haven't been able to do it with for a long, long time because of COVID. And we will be back with brand new episodes on Monday. And we look forward to seeing all of you as we count down to the big Christmas holiday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.